dating? There are answers in Genesis.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, this time you're not talking about geological dating, but that the book of Genesis can give us information about the dating that leads to marriage, right?
That's correct, Mark. Did you know that almost all of our doctrines like marriage are based in Genesis? Therefore, when we think about marriage, and dating, of course, would be a part of this, we should see what Genesis might say about this practical topic. First, I have got to be truthful here and say that I'm actually shocked at the number of Christian homes I've visited where I find that sons and daughters are allowed to date anybody they want. If I ask a question such as, well, is he or she a Christian? They look at me puzzled as if to say, what's that got to do with dating? Well, frankly, everything if you understand marriage. You see, according to the Bible, the primary importance of marriage is to produce godly offspring. The Bible also teaches that we're not to be unequally yoked. If we look at the doctrine of marriage and realize that it's one man for one woman for life who are to produce godly children, then we must come to the conclusion that Christians should never date non-Christians. Think of the many families who've been destroyed because Christians didn't obey this key biblical principle.
During today's culture wars, it's becoming increasingly difficult for parents to train up their children in biblical truths. Ken Ham, though, can shed some light on today's culture wars in a booklet he's written, available free on our website, answersradio.com.